Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the January 24th Five Aces Coaching Call. My name is Marty Lucas. You know, we are seekers of truth, and we use our instruments for health and wellness and to make the world a bit better place. But when you really get down to our base motivation, it's simply to find the truth. Sometimes I push too hard and take on frequencies I'm not quite ready for, but even then, it's worth it. And it certainly was this time. When I look at the evolution of my work, I see a twisting path that creeps ever closer to truth. I tell my students we spend too much time peeling the onion, yet I find this is exactly what I often do. Not because I'm not seeking the cause, but simply because I don't have the right questions yet. I keep looking past symptoms to find the cause, but every time I think I've arrived, I find a deeper, more profound layer. Each time I think I've found the truth, I find myself closer to my goal, but the goal itself is just out of reach. If you're still balancing symptoms, then you're just starting this path. If you seek the rate for this infection or that toxin, you're still addressing symptoms. And there's no end of symptoms, nor is there any resolution to be found there either. Perhaps you're working with core beliefs, and you've found that balancing those frequency patterns are an entire order of magnitude more effective than working with simple rates and symptoms. But your journey doesn't end there. There are causes for each defective core belief, so you dig deeper. Maybe you've worked with love, gratitude, and forgiveness, and you've found the results to be powerful and far-reaching and effective. You may have even added grace and ease along with release so the transition's more comfortable for the client. Then I went on and I developed the body basics to balance the physical issues in the body and the healer's essentials to balance those core beliefs. And every level is more effective than the past, and the results are more profound and longer lasting. Then came Creator's purpose, and I didn't see the direct physical results I see in some of my other work. Creator's purpose works at a deeper level. It works in the energetic realm. This physical existence is a result of the energetic inputs, and Creator's purpose connects and removes blockages in that energetic field. So while I may not see the short-term physical benefits, I see long-term emotional and spiritual ones that make the physical challenges seem, well, even inconsequential. I'm ever closer to the cause I'm seeking. The cause will not be found in the physical. It's much deeper. It's at the very core of our existence. So to take that next step, I need to look at creation itself. Now, our reality is created by consciousness, or spirit if you prefer. Consciousness uses divine essence to form our physical world. And I'm sure this subject has been addressed hundreds of times throughout history, and divine essence has been called many things. But for now, this is the label I choose to use. I think of divine essence as the nectar of consciousness. It's not consciousness itself, but is the tool that consciousness uses to create our reality. Each of us has a spark of divinity. Consciousness. Let's call it divine essence. Our divine essence is contained in the divine essence of humanity. The divine essence of humanity is within the divine essence of life, and the divine essence of life is part of the overall divine essence. And it's my belief that the silver cord is what carries our divine essence. When our divine essence is cut, physical life ends. A newborn's divine essence is about 88% of optimal. As life progresses, it quickly falls into the 20% range, and as death approaches, it falls even further. It will take further research, but it seems that as divine essence declines, so does our health and youth. Now, a 4-year-old dog with health issues tested at 17%. As his health improved, so did his divine essence. Another healthy dog of about the same age tests at a steady 25%. A 70-year-old client tests at 15%, yet another one at 12%. An 80-year-old client is at 18% of optimal, while another in her 60s is running at 28%. When I ran the numbers for myself, I found that I typically run at about 21%, but I worked diligently to optimize it. Within a week, it had topped over 39%. And that took me into an immediate and severe detox. There are undivine things in my energy field that are not compatible with increased divinity. Raising the level of personal divine essence to optimal seems like an excellent idea, and in the long run, I'm sure it is. And I expect to see extraordinary health, wellness, and longevity benefits. But in order to achieve that, cleansing must occur, and I don't see a shortcut there. In the short time while my divine essence was climbing, I noticed a major change in my appetite. My perspective also changed, as did a number of other things. Then the detox, and so for now, I'm contemplating my next step. Now, there is one additional detail. Each creature's personal divine essence is unique. Mine is different than yours, so I cannot simply use a one-size-fits-all approach. I do have a rate to measure it, but that rate will not balance it at all. So if you want to measure your optimal percent of personal divine essence, it's 62.55-40.2. So percent of divine essence, 62.55-40.2. I think you'll find it very interesting to see which of your spiritual practices increases that percentage and which ones do not. But even as I explored my personal divine essence, I also wanted to understand more about the divine essence of humanity. Humanity's divine essence is much different than what we tend to see in the people around us in day-to-day. It's there, of course, but it's camouflaged by ego-driven necessities. We can see glimpses of it in the very young and sometimes in the very old, and when people are not driven by survival and their ego doesn't hold much sway, that's when we can see who we are as a species. The plants and animals around us all have purpose, and the same is true with us. And sadly, our ego-driven culture often asks what our purpose may be, but fails to answer it in any meaningful way. That is not to say that I and I alone have stumbled upon the answer to the question that has puzzled our most brilliant minds for thousands of years, because that's not me. But I do have an answer that makes sense to me. I see humanity's divine essence as the driver to everything. When we recognize that driver, the rest of the pieces can fall into place. And I believe humanity's purpose is nothing more or less than to have fun. We don't fit nicely into the food chain. We don't release minerals into the soil for optimal plant growth. We don't produce CO2 for the plants or oxygen for the animals. In fact, when you look at our effect on the natural world, it's easy to see an unending path of destruction. Our need to have a purpose that our ego can recognize as useful has driven any number of abuses. But what the ego believes is useful is not important. We're supposed to have fun. Our natural state is one of joy, adventure, and wonderment. And many of us try to find those things by feeding our ego-driven desires, but those desires cannot be satisfied with material things. And certainly there's some joy and adventure in travel and recreation, but the simple joy of a purring kitten is often more satisfying, and the smile of a baby and the wonderment of a seed as it germinates, as it grows into a flower, even more so. Now, your list may be different, but look at what brings children joy. Finding that joy is our purpose in life. Expressing that joy is the essence of humanity. And as I work with these extraordinary frequency packages, I'm seeing amazing things in me and around me. And I do not know if I'd be seeing these same things if I had already not been working with the Heart and Soul's Desire in the Healer's Essentials series. And I don't know how much the Body Essentials has helped. And I'm sure that my work with Avatar has propelled my progress. But your path will be different. I encourage you to use any of the tools I developed to make your journey easier, but I cannot tell you that my path is the best one for you. I know I am closer to truth than ever before. I also know that the untruth I'm able to clear from my energy field, the faster I'll be able to advance. Notice I didn't harp on physical issues. I didn't go into what to do about COVID or the flu or 5G or climate change or any of the other distractions. All those things are physical manifestations. As such, they are just symptoms. Their solutions will not be found in the physical. Searching there will only frustrate and delay your progress. If you have access to an unlimited supply of divine energy directly from Source, why would any of this other stuff be of any consequence? These are issues only for as long as we are not optimizing our divine essence. Of course, to optimize it, we have to clear the blockages, clean up our act, so to speak. So perhaps, for some, that will not be worth the effort. But for those that are seekers of the truth, that's really the only viable path. Over the next few weeks, I'll be able to share with you a lot more what I've learned about this personal divine essence. I know that each plant has its own, each animal has its own, and that as you balance that, all of the health indicators of that organism improve. The only organism that I've seen that goes into a deep when I use it is a human. Now imagine that. So let's go ahead and take a look at that rate one more time. And this is just a way for you to measure your current percentage of divine essence. 62.55-40.2. All right, with that, I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines. Now, at the end of this week, I'm going to be going to Michigan and putting on a radionics class for healers and health practitioners. And so that's going to be in East Lansing, Michigan. I do have room for one more student. So if you're looking to go to Michigan at the end of this month, let me know and I'll make sure I've got a seat for you. I'm going to have a number of my latest reagents there. And we're going to be spending a lot of time just doing some hands-on work with them. So we'll have a chance to see exactly what they do and how they work. By that time, I should have some more information on the personal divine essence as well. And I just got off the phone with Gail West earlier this evening. And she gave me inspiration to bring in another reagent, which I just brought it in prior to the phone call, and I haven't had a chance even to label it yet. So I've got it, and again, once we open up that doorway to the divine, ask and it shall be delivered, and I guarantee you that it is absolutely being delivered. And if you want to make something, if you want to build something, this is the year to do it. And if you want to make it better, this is the year to do it. I can't tell you how exciting it is to see the new innovations that are coming and to see the results of the work that we have been putting together. And it's like the culmination of a career is suddenly all producing results here right at the first few months of this new year. So with that, I'm going to go ahead. What's new and exciting out in the wonderful world of radionics?
So, Marty, why did you go through something as physical as detox when working with something as spiritual as divine essence?
I think that in order to hold that frequency, I think that you have to clear out not only the physical the toxins, but I think you have to clear out the emotional and the spiritual toxins as well. And as I was going through the the detox. I mean, I could chart it as it was going through the chakras, and it was, you know, if it wasn't so miserable, it would have been really interesting, because it was, you know, as it cleared one chakra, you know, then all the discomfort moved down to the next one, and then as it cleared that one, it moved down to the next one, and the roughest one, you know, was the base chakra. That one was the toughest one, and I think that you know, as soon as I started going into deep, I quit broadcasting. And so what I've done is I've started the process, but I certainly haven't completed it. So over this next few weeks, I'm going to be dipping in a little at a time rather than all at once, because I think that broadcasting that frequency package maybe for a couple hours a day may be more than all that I need in order to make that transition and clean up my own stuff.
So are you broadcasting Divine Essence to do this?
That's the way I did it. I cannot say that is the brightest way to do it. But now that you have a way to measure it, for those that have much more advanced and much more sophisticated spiritual training, you may find that there are some spiritual practices that you have that will bring that up much more naturally, but without doing the detox. You know, I would hazard to guess that if we would go into, you know, many of the spiritual practices of meditation, etc., what we'll find is that they bring that level of divine essence up, but bring it up in a much more natural an organic way.
So is this right in the Kelly book, or is it something new that you found?
Oh, that's all brand new.
How did you find it?
The cold scan. And that rate is a it's an indicator rate. It's not balancing on it is a complete waste, because it's an indicator. And so if you want to go ahead and bring your own personal divine essence up, well, then I got another protocol that I was using to do that, and broadcasting that. So, it's what I wanted to do was tonight share with folks, you know, the questions so that they could start deciding, you know, is this something they want? And if it is something they want, then they could start deciding, okay, what's the best way to get here from there? And with my discussion with Gail West earlier this evening, you know, she kind of gave me the, really? You know, there's easier ways to do this, she says. And so we're, when she gets off the road, then we're going to have some more discussion on the best way to bring that up. It is my belief that if your personal divine essence is at 100% optimal, you will have enough energy to activate the rest of your DNA.
So what does it measure? Is it measure something with a pineal gland or some other part of the body or what?
What this particular rate does, all it's doing is measuring the percent of optimal divine essence in your energy field.
Okay, I'm having a problem quantifying divine essence. It's something, you know, it's something abstract.
I believe that divine essence is the interface that consciousness uses to create this physical reality. So so the silver cord that connects people, that connects, you know, that each of us has a silver cord that goes back. I believe that the silver cord is the carrier for divine essence. So it, there is absolutely, it's somewhat abstract. But that's how I have looked at it to work on that definition so I could push it further. And that's also exactly why I am absolutely sure that if I'd had more in-depth spiritual training, I would also find that this has been described hundreds of times, just different with different words and different vocabularies. You know, it's not quite the same as chi. You know, it's not consciousness. You know, that, I mean, there's a number of things that it's close, but it's not quite the same. And I don't have the spiritual background to be able to tell you, you know, exactly, you know, more than what I know so far.
Marty, would this be soul level?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, this is coming, you know, if you think of the silver cord, the fabled silver cord that people talk about when they're doing their astral projection or whatever, if you think of that silver cord connecting us to the soul or connecting us to spirit, I believe its divine essence is what's carried on that silver cord.
So all of our all of our beliefs, etc., are actually blocking the divine essence from coming into our body and field. Yep.
Well, you think of all the things that could be blocking it. You know, one of the things that I noticed right away as I started messing with that is that my appetite changed, and changed a lot, which was kind of a surprise. The desire for live food, the desire for healthy food, pure food, and absolutely no desire for you know, the junk food or and meat just absolutely does not appeal to me. And that is, you know, I'm an O positive, and I, you know, a Midwestern O positive for that matter. So the idea of a meal without meat is, oh my God, you know, do people actually do that? And it just for this last week, it's like, no, I'm not. It doesn't interest me. You know, the fruit is good. You know, the raw food is good. The high energy food is good. You know, and that's just part of what I've noticed.
Mm-hmm.
And when I quit balancing on it, you know, my peak, you know, began to erode. You know, and so I started off in the low 20s, and I'm now about 29%. So I've lost about. I lost about 10% over the, you know, through the detox. So that tells me that since it's going down, that I've got a lot more clearing to do. And but you know, all of us know that we've got our own stuff. You know, so that's not like it's a that's not like oh my gosh, I still have stuff to clear. Yeah.
Well, no, that's kind of interesting because the ascension is like in the future, you're going to be leading the pack. I mean, because you would, in order to do that, you would want to renew all the crap and stuff of the divine essence.
Well, I think that as this is coming around, I don't think that I'm going to be leading the pack, but I think I'm going to be one of those that is moving ahead. as I look around, I'm seeing this same sort of progress in a number of areas, and it's like Spirit is opening up the doors that we are ready to open.
Yeah.
And so as the doors that are opening for me are the ones that I can work with. Your path will be different, and you may find that things that are, you know, much more easier, but much more enlightening as well. And if you've got a strong spiritual background with you know, some good discipline in the meditative arts and the rest of that, you may breeze through this without a problem whatsoever. But one of the things that we found in our work is that once you have the question to ask, you can always get an answer. And so if you like the idea of the definition of divine essence, even as imprecise as it is, now you've got something you can hang your hat on and say, okay, you know, is it my highest interest to bring this up? And if it's in my highest interest to bring this up, what's the best way to do that?
So just for clarity, this is not a metal detox or a parasite detox.
This is very definitely an energetic detox.
Okay.
And because it's coming from the energetic side, it is a much higher level, and so it's taking care of that on the way through. And I think that's one of the reasons, you know, if I'd have known what I was getting into, and I'd spent time doing the, doing some liver cleansing or some other detoxing before I started this, I think it would have been easier. When you bring in that additional divine energy, the things that are not compatible with that will get washed away. And maybe next time it'll be with a little bit of grace and ease.
I guess I just want to thank you for mentioning this, because who would, I don't know, I've never thought of anything like this. And, when I hear it now, I kind of go, hey, that is really important.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And because each of us has our own approach, each of us is going to tackle this question in our own way. So it's not like, Marty has the only path there, and we have to go this way. No, I'm just saying that, hey, here's a path. This is what I found, and see what part of that works for you, and how far can I push this? I have found that with pets, there is a direct relationship to their health, wellness, and probably longevity, and their divine essence.
Now, how do you do an animal? I want to do my cat.
What I did is I spent the time to bring in the frequency package directly for that particular animal. I have not found that one size fits all, and so I had to scan in the for that particular animal.
Okay.
And so was it fun and easy? It's not as hard as it used to be, because I've done it fairly often, but if we don't reach out and touch and try it, then we won't know.
That's true. Now, I kind of heard, do animals have a silver cord?
I think that, I think divine essence is what activates matter, and makes it alive. I think that is what makes that drives that living. And as soon as that is interrupted, you know, then I think it goes back to not being alive.
So an animal would have a silver cord. So if you had, I'm just thinking out loud here. So if I wanted to improve the divine essence of my cat, and I'm a dowser, I could ask to connect to the silver cord. And I don't know what question about that, but maybe I'd ask. Sorry, go ahead.
The cord, that's just the extension cord. I'm much more direct when I'm looking to if divine essence is what drives that health, wellness, and longevity, then what I want to do is optimize divine essence. And so if that's the case, then you could start dialing in what rates would do that, what foods would do that. What else would help do that to optimize the divine essence for that animal?
Sometimes
just down. Don't worry about the cord. The cord is just the pipe.
Gotcha. So if it's just the pipe, I actually could go to the pipe of my cat, and I could go into the pipe and up to their soul level, if they have a soul level, but whatever their soul level is. And ask for the help of what is there. Yes or no?
Well, again, absolutely.
Since I don't have your reagent.
It's not a matter of one reagent or another. You know, if you assume that pipe is open, and the fact that the cat is still alive, then it must be open. Then there's something on that end is keeping it from being optimized. How do we increase that supply? How do we increase that flow?
So I could just ask questions. Is the food enhancing the divine essence? And I'm sure it's not.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. And you've got a rate to measure it.
Yeah. Very interesting. Wow. My cat's really excited.
it really is.
No, you know, that is really interesting.
Really is.
So people, you could go to a hospital, and if you had carte blanche to heal people, you could have them all walking out of the hospital in an hour. Not quite.
That's impossible. I think that is absolutely something that is, if it's not possible today, will be possible within a much shorter time than any of us realizes.
Yeah. You know, we never have really thought about it. Once we have it in our consciousness to think about it, then we start developing it, but really, just have never thought about that. Very interesting.
Once you start realizing that this is just energy and information, mm-hmm. and we can change the information because we have enough energy to do that, then all of the stuff you see around us is a result. And so we just change the cause, and the result changes.
Mm.
Now, I've got an old tree in the front yard that, every year it loses a few more branches, and it looks like a victim from, some of the forest fires out west. And the divine essence of my favorite old tree is really, really low. But I do not have permission to raise it.
Oh, it's leaving.
You know, the old tree just says, nope, I'm fine.
Yeah. Well, maybe they're changing. I don't know. But, I think within nature they have leaders, and then the leader gets old and goes, okay, I'm going to pass on the torch to somebody else. I don't know. I have a big imagination.
I think that's what this old lady, she's been around for, 150 years, and I think she's just said, it's been real, it's been fun, I'm done.
Yeah. She's paid the time. Yeah.
Yep. And you know, I can understand sometimes when you just look around and go, you know what, I have done enough here. Next.
I don't say that yet. Not even in jokes.
All right. Anything else for the good of the cause tonight?
Yes, I have one question. Okay, so I'm trying to get my my soul's desire and my self. Soul's desire and my own desire, my earthly
desire
here. Thank you. Okay, so would you be willing to say what your heart's desire was? Because I'm kind of thinking it's the same for everyone. And I did work on it, and I got an answer, and I forgot what it was. But I think it's, it was to love myself. I think that was it. My heart's desire is to love myself. Yes, that was my heart's desire. And I wonder, because I think if we don't really love ourselves, and that's very hard to do. We have so many past lives that we've killed people and et cetera, et cetera. So it's very, very difficult. But that's what I got from my heart's desire. And let me comment on that. You might not want to say what your heart's desire was, but just anything about that.
Well, I'm not sure that our heart and soul's desire are the same for everybody, because we each have different not only different aptitudes that we bring, but also different different things that we want to learn. But when you bring that resonance together in the heart space, for me personally, I didn't necessarily suddenly get this clear picture of, this is what, you know, my heart and soul's desire was. It was more of a direction that, as I aligned with those, I became much more happy. Much things were just more fun.
Mm.
You know, and so all of the. Certainly we have, you know, all the angst and stuff of just regular living, and that just goes away.
So could you give an example, not yourself, but just some fictitious person? Because I think it's, I would like to do it, and I need a little bit more information.
You mean as far as linking your heart and soul's desire?
Yeah. So just pick a fictitious person and maybe give some education. If you want to. You might not want to.
It really is an internal feeling and balance. And I think that's probably the easiest way to explain it, that internal feeling and balance as things come into alignment. Your heart's desire is to do this or that or whatever. That's not really it. In my view, or in my experience, it's much more a, an internal drive. What works for me.
Oh, okay. Wrong.
So as I become aligned with my heart and soul's desire, things just get really easy.
Well, may we all achieve that soon. And really, without Now, that's another interesting thing. I would never have thought about linking the two, and then your entire field starts like working together for the betterment of everything in of you. So, but I would never have thought of that in the past, you know, in the past, to really contemplate it and try and get a resolution is not the right word, but get a seeing of it as a goal. Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, I guess I don't worry about the details too much.
That's why you've done it.
Kind of let them,
you're worried about the details before you did it.
Yeah, in fact, that's probably what got me in trouble this last week. I really didn't worry about the details. It just thought, this would be really cool. Let's see what happens. and it absolutely was very cool. And I'm still, you know, in wonder of the changes that I'm seeing and excited for the changes I'm going to be seeing. But with the heart and soul's desire, it is absolutely a sense of peace. It really is. And the things that I want to do seem to be the things that also are the ones that are best for me.
Yeah.
Which has not always been the case.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've kind of monopolized the conversation. Anybody else have anything for the good of the cause tonight? Or did we just freak everybody out?
No, I think everybody's listening. And I'll have more questions next time.
Well, play around with that rate.
What?
Yeah. Play around with that rate this the next couple weeks. And see what you notice. And if you've got some spiritual practices that increase that divine essence, you know, see what happens and see what changes. And I'll have a good report when I get back from the from East Lansing. And it's always exciting to share the reagents and some of the stuff that I'm doing with people that are doing a lot of hands-on healing work, because that hands-on healing work really, really is exciting, because that's really where the rubber meets the road, and I learn an awful lot from people that are using my reagents in their day-to-day practices. But in the meantime, I want to thank everybody for joining us. It's been a good call, an exciting call. Email me if you have some questions. Marty@radionics.us. In the meantime, keep smiling and dialing, and we'll get back together again it's going to be, gosh, it's going to be about 3 weeks. It'll be on the 14th of February. Oh, my. It's going to be Valentine's Day. So I guess we'll get back together for the next Five Aces on Valentine's Day. Well,
no, are you doing
good night, everybody.
Marty, are you going to do a call next Monday?
No. Nope.
Okay.
I'm going to be on the road.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Marty.
Good night, everybody.
Love to you.
Good night.
Bye. Good night.